Well, I know, like you said, not a lot in the council. However, there's a couple big things coming up in North Platte. The post office meeting, which taking place next Thursday, 6 p.m. at the Sand Hills Convention Center, that's been a big topic discussed in North Platte since it was announced a couple weeks ago with our post office distribution center and how, you know, the potential closure moving. Kind of just give us your thoughts on that.
Well, it has. And what I've been recommending to folks, we've had some people reach out to the mayor's office and say, hey, do you know about this? And do you know what's going on? And in the Postal Service, has maybe not done the very best job at communicating what's likely to occur here. But just yesterday, in fact, yesterday morning sometime, they posted this document that I brought you a copy of here, and it's titled the Initial Findings Document. And if you're interested in looking at this document, if you go to the City of North Platte website and go to where we show the videos on YouTube for the City Council, if you scroll forward on the video to the last minute or so of the video, we popped up a slide that's got the web address. You can look at that, type it into your web browser, and be able to find the U.S. Postal Service site. You get there, you scroll down to North Platte, and it's quite obvious there. It's easy to understand what's going on. You click on the link and review this document, and there are some changes from this document to the original document that they put out. One of the sentences that I found to be most interesting is that it says the facility will offer expanded and streamlined package processing and distribution capabilities in the local market and new workplace amenities for U.S. Postal Service employees. It sounds to me like that, at least from the delivery perspective, based on that sentence and some other things in the document, we shouldn't expect any fundamental differences. One of my biggest concerns in this possible change was if I'm mailing the radio station a letter from City Hall, I don't usually do that, but if I was going to for some reason, I don't want it to take 4 days to get here. I mean, it would seem not to make any sense to go to all the way to Denver and then turn around and come back and be delivered North Platte. That just doesn't, I don't understand how that could possibly be an efficiency improvement. It just doesn't make any sense to me. And I think most people would agree with that. But if you read through this document, it does not seem like that 4 day ordeal would be the case. It seems like that local mail, or at least mail from this near region, would stay here and be delivered the following day or the day after that, whatever is appropriate. And that mail that is sent from North Platte to other places in the country, or maybe to the east end of the state or something, would probably go to Denver and then be distributed from there, which in and of itself probably doesn't really matter that much. However, as you read through this document, I've been joking. I don't speak Postal Service. I don't understand all their vernacular. I don't understand some of the meanings of some of these words in the way that they're used, because, you know, every industry has their sort of words they use that mean certain things in certain cases. And I'm not sure that I'm reading all this correctly. It does appear that there would be a 5 or 6 jobs relocated from the area, although it does mention that the people who are here today would likely be able to take other jobs and not have to move if they did not want to. So I guess that's good for us. We hate to see any job leave our area. And if you get towards the end of the document on the last page, there are two things I want to mention. There, under the local customer considerations, it says the local postmark will continue to be available at retail post offices. So what that, in my mind, what that means is you can still mail a letter and they'll cancel it, meaning that they'll cancel the stamp here, which would imply that it's not going to leave the area to be sorted. But again, I don't speak post office language, so maybe I'm not reading that right. So don't take the mayor's word for it on that one. I don't really know. And it says delivery times of mail to residences and businesses should not change because of the review. That's another line in this. And again, I don't exactly know what that means. Is that accurate? So at the bottom of this, the last line of this document, it says, please go to, and it has a nice web address for SurveyMonkey to submit written comments. So if you'd like to bring this document up, you can click on that link and submit your comments directly to the Postal Service. But what I would encourage folks to do is to come to the meeting, which is next Thursday. So it's on 3/28. At 6 p.m. at the Sand Hills Convention Center. And we're hoping we have a good showing from North Platte. And I'm assuming, this is an assumption on my part, that the Postal Service representatives who are going to be there will provide some sort of a 10 or 15 minute description of what exactly their plans are, and then receive public comments after that. Because, again, reading through this document, it's a little hard to tell exactly what the plan is. I'm sure the folks that created it understand it perfectly, but for those of us reading it, there's a little bit of subjectivity in it. And so I want to make sure that the community has all the facts, and then we can begin to offer our opinions and perspectives, and hopefully there'll be some Q&A involved in this process.
Again, folks, the post office meeting is next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center. Again, that's next Thursday at 6 p.m. at the Sandhills Convention Center. Again, hopefully a good turnout for this event, you know, regarding the post office, just with everything that's going on. Mm-hmm.